Access granted.
Hello and welcome to the Full Force Redacted, brought to you by Generals Joe's Reborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. On the show today, we have the awesome G.I. Joe brand team joining me for yet another interview, marketing mad marauder Emily Bader, full-time design lead and part-time dreadnought Lenny Panzeka, and joining us for the first time on the Full Force is the meticulous master model maker Tony Colella. So, to talk about all the awesome reveals we had over the past few months and much, much more. Guys, thank you so much for spending your evening with me. How are you all doing? Everyone speak at the same time. Go.
Great.
Wait, is this really Tony's first time on the show?
Perfect. yes, it is, yeah. We had like a, there was a serious issue that we just didn't want. He didn't want him on the show. He was just, he's too dangerous.
That's fair. He's a little dangerous.
He had this lingering growl that would just wouldn't go away.
We call it the incident.
Yes, yeah. We call it the incident, and the police have a full report on it. dude, let's start with Tony quickly. Then, how are you, mate? How does it feel to be on the Full Force podcast?
Oh my God, dream come true. Obviously. God. So thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for
I got the call and I said, "Ooh, we're gonna do this." And we're going to do it. So
I didn't even invite you. Emily just said, I'll see what Tony's up to. And I was like, oh, okay.
I actually went into her, I hacked her email and got the Zoom link. She doesn't even, I wasn't even supposed to be here. So. Not since the incident.
Let's talk about the incident, the better. anyway, it's been far too long since we had you all on. Far too long since we had Lenny and Emily on. And too long in coming, honestly, in getting Tony on. 2023 behind us, what a year that was, eh? And with like, we're well into 2024 already. I'm just going to go straight in there with a terrible question you have to answer here. How do you feel the Classified series has developed over that time? I mean, like, how are you happy with everything? Is there more to... I mean, tell me your thoughts on where you feel the Classified series is right now, starting with Emily.
All the same time?
Yeah, everyone at the same time. Go!
I think that it's... So I joined after... So I joined when summer of 2021, I think, was when I joined the team. And I think that there was... At the time, I'll be honest, I've been honest, I didn't know anything about G.I. Joe, and all I knew were that the fans, like, were really excited about the figures, but were just, like, incredibly mad that they couldn't find them in the middle of a pandemic. And so I just remember being like, oh no, everybody's gonna hate us. And then, you know what? We smashed that PulseCon panel.
Yeah.
And I think it just kind of set the tone for kind of a reset on the brand, and that I don't think... And I mean, I don't mean to speak for Lenny and Tony, but or anybody on the team, but I don't think any of us really saw this being this successful. Like, this has kind of blown all of us out of the water.
I thought you were going to say you made it better, Emily.
Oh, no, I would never say that. That's so, like, self-absorbed. But I think that the team that we have working on the brand and the team that has kind of evolved over the last couple of years, everybody is so... Everybody's just seems happy to be working on this team. And I think that you can tell from a product perspective, like the products that we're putting out are incredible.
Yeah.
And to have a line that is this successful with like no real kind of entertainment that's backing it is like smashing it out of the park.
Well,
so
technically,
I think it's amazing.
You guys are the entertainment now.
We're the entertainment.
You're the media.
The title you gave us in the beginning. And
Marketing Mad Marauder and Entertainment Lead, Emily Bader. What about, kind of on that, Lenny, how do you, because you've been here since day... Zero minus 2,855. how do you feel the brand has come along? Like, where are you in a good place right now? I mean, or do you feel like there's even more to come? Like, where do you feel it is at the moment?
I think there's more to come. There's more to do. There's more
to tell me.
To check. You know what I mean? Like characters we got to get to, and then expanding the universe, which I'm super excited to do too. So, I just think the beauty of G.I. Joe is it's such a world of play. And when we were younger, and then when we were older and collecting, it always was expanding, the ever-expanding universe, the Big Bang. But I think we have a lot of characters we still need to get to, and we have a lot of characters we need to add to the line to make G.I. Joe even more of an awesome universe than it is. And I've just been so excited to get into like all of the, I guess, like secondary builds of the world, right? Like we have Fudgy Bone.
Yeah, hell yes. You know, like,
and I think on the onset of the line, even when I was doing like the concept kitbash designs back in the day of like, here's what we can do for a new G.I. Joe line, I always wanted to get into all those like little details. Like, oh, I think on one Roblox design, I had given him a frying pan.
Yeah.
Right. Like skillet so he can hit people with it or something. So it's just really fun to see the line
or cook
grow into a universe.
Or you could cook with it. Why does Lenny go with straight to hit people with it? Like that is not the primary
action figures,
that
man.
Is not the primary use of a frying pan. Can we just
Yeah, it's like when Mod Deuce is out of ammo, he just takes out
the gung. Amazing.
But yeah, it's been fun. And I can't wait for what else we can do. And I'm always inspired to make cool characters and action figures. So I just want to keep on going.
Absolutely. World building, as in fudgy bars and sculpted nipples. It's taken how many minutes to get into nipples? Anyway, Tony, how long, like you've been doing this for a while as well, haven't you, sir? Now we go back. I'm just going to say this. Tony and I go way back to, a friend of ours' wedding where we met, and then we hung out a second time and we completely forgot that we'd already met, which is amazing.
It was that good of a wedding though,
wasn't it? It was a great wedding, actually.
A beautiful union.
I will put a few videos in of the dancing that was happening at that time as well. Tony, dude, how about yourself? How do you feel the classified line has developed over the time that you've been involved with it?
Incredible. We're hitting like that kind of sweet spot of kind of like what you saw with our other brands, right? Like a Marvel Legends or something like that, where we've got a beautiful tooling library now, right? And you've got those incredible characters that we've already created, and then you're just expanding on that. So you're able to use that money a little more wisely, you get a little riskier with it. The addition of all the vehicles that I'm seeing have been incredible. So just like, see you later, shelves. That's going to be...
just this last month or so. It's like, here's another one.
Yeah, so seeing that...
that's huge.
Seeing that expand, the capabilities of our vendor has been incredible. I'm seeing a lot of... You know, me and Lenny do a lot of reviews. And as you kind of train up a vendor or... production, and it gets easier on you, that's wonderful. It's been a beautiful rise of kind of quality.
I was thinking to say rise of Cobra for a second there.
It's the rise of Cobra. But yeah, no, it's been awesome. It's super fun seeing this grow again. We saw it kind of grow with that 25th anniversary into all those multiple programs that three, and I love seeing this kind of next boom. I was lucky enough to be there for that 4-inch liner, however you want to say it. So it's great to see it get some more focus. So I love it.
I love the fact we've had 330 different anniversaries for the G.I. Joe brand, and they've all been they've gone back and forth. It's like, is Marty McFly dealing with
the world of toy collectibles? I feel like G.I. Joe invented the anniversary.
Yeah,
I first started
they redefined 20 years ago.
There was always an anniversary.
Yeah,
there was always an anniversary.
I like how it went from like the 25th to the 50th in about 3 years. That was the most amazing thing that I ever.
Well,
found.
It's the different things, right?
Exactly.
Like, Hero.
That's what I mean. I just love the fact that you've got
coming up to the 10th now. So
yeah. That's so true.
The 10th, 25th
guys, this is gonna blow your minds though. We're coming up to the 5th anniversary of Classified. Oh, that must be quite weird, because obviously I know you guys are working like to the 2025 minimum. So like you must be thinking, my goodness, what are we going to do for the fifth anniversary?
I got asked today, how old is the line? Because like it was like in a meeting with a newer employee, and I was like, oh my, we've been doing it since 21 is official, but like we've been doing it for like since like I would say probably what, Tony, 17, we were working on stuff probably.
Oh, yeah, once conceptual. When you were trying to get this thing up and running for sure.
Yeah. So it was wild to like be like ideation. Officially tooled almost 5 years, but not tooled 6 or 7. And it is wild to see it just like do what it's doing. It's five years into a product and it's exciting. And it's like
just a massive fail, basically, isn't it? Let's face it.
Yeah.
Start again. Wipe everything off and start again is what I say. And basically, just one more thing I want to ask all of you again to go around the group again. Coming back to you, Emily, and again, this question is for everyone. But what are the kind of main challenges you faced in that time? What are the things that have really kind of made that, you know, like once you got over that kind of point, you were like, okay, we're good now.
I think it's reestablishing the fan base. And when you have a line that's been dormant and you're trying to try something that's new and like not just kind of new, but like, ooh, buddy, like this is new.
Yeah.
There's always kind of that moment of like, are people going to get what we're doing? And so every milestone where we've hit something different in the line, we're kind of going, oh my God, are people going to understand what we're doing? And I think for me, it was like, the Sky Striker campaign was terrifying, but the His Tank campaign was, I think, the biggest, to me, was one of the biggest moments for the brand, because that was when we were saying, okay, do you believe in this line that we are making enough to spend $300 on a vehicle?
I would say so.
And it was, I cannot emphasize enough how stressed out we all were going into the His Tank campaign. We talked a real confident game, but it was, and I've said this before, but HasLabs are terrifying because they are very public.
Yeah.
And so if something kind of doesn't go wrong with a regular figure, it can kind of get swept under the rug because, you know, stores are still kind of locked into their allocations. But HasLabs are failing or thriving on a very public scale. And so I think, what did that campaign fund in like 8 hours and 41 minutes? We are the
Unreal.
Record holders for fastest funded HasLab. And that moment when we all realized that fans were all in, I think that that's when the tides changed for the line, because that also meant that upper management at Hasbro was now paying attention.
Right.
And before we had kind of been, you're like, oh, look at the little baby G.I. Joe line. They're so cute. Now they're like, oh, you can do this. This is fascinating. And so to me, the His Tank campaign was like the biggest turning point for the line.
Yeah, and then you just churned out a Dragonfly as well, like with ease. So congratulations.
No big deal. It's fine.
Yeah, no, NBD. Lenny, what about yourself, mate? In terms of challenges, dude, like... Just name all of the challenges. Just name all of them. There's not many.
Well, you know, we make a complicated action figure in general. It's got a lot of secondary gear, parts and pieces, magazines that fit. We got holsters that have straps that plug it. Like it's a lot of like little, like small parts and pieces that connect together and they have to function well. And doing that over the pandemic was tough because
doing anything over the pandemic was tough, wasn't it?
Tough, right? So like I was coming into the building, like, cause I had special clearance to come into the building to check out my samples. Cause I had to make sure that these things are functioning. Cause like one thing I learned from Transformers was product has to function very well.
Yeah.
And that's from any line really. But like when they have tolerances and little details and parts and pieces that have to holster, you really have to be tangible with it. You can't just approve things from photographs. So it's coming in the building, and it wasn't the fact coming into the building. It was just like communicating that back and forth with our factories wasn't always so easy. And then especially when they would have their COVID shutdowns like crazy. So like you're getting into a flow, then they come back and they had to rehire a bunch of people to like do the execution. So like from a design standpoint, it can be very frustrating because you have a vision, and like Tony will tell you, like, we have a vision and we do this execution of this like amazing paint master or this amazing sculpt, and then something happens down the line in production that just like kind of like you didn't get 100% of what you wanted. And more so than not, it was happening during COVID, and it was very frustrating, especially coming out of some other figures that were very successful. So, you know, it was a learning experience. I mean, I've been designing for a while now, and it was a learning experience because it's so unprecedented. Like, I had never had to deal with like
a global pandemic.
Yeah, pandemic, all everything, right? So, you know, we are obsessed with the line. So we were going to make it work. I was like, I am getting special. I am going into the building. I am making sure I'm getting the proper photography. I'm playing with this stuff, making sure I can give the exact direction of why it's not working, yeah. what our comments are. So, you know, like it just, I've always been obsessed with the line. So I was like, I'm going to take my opportunity. I'm not going to let that opportunity squander. So that was probably the hardest part, really, was just working through such an unprecedented time and doing a complicated action figure.
It's right. It's crazy to think that you guys were revealing the line just a mere few weeks before that all kicked off.
It was wild. We met. That's where we
met. Yeah, that's the preview event. That's where we first kissed. What? that's not the first time I've done that joke, and I think people are starting to think it actually happened. And for you, Tony, as well, mate, like what are the biggest kind of challenges for yourself, but like from a personal point of view on the line?
I think probably Lenny's probably feels the same way, and Emily as well, but just the pressure of seeing this successful and then keeping it successful and hoping that you can't please everybody. We know that, right? But we're doing
damn right.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing a great job, I think. Pleasing enough. And it's, you know, all right, we have to make a little bit of sacrifice here. Can we make up for it here? And just kind of the pressures of having a successful line that we all love and cherish and want to do everything completely accurately. And Lenny touched on it. We want to match the paint master as best we can. Just that kind of pressure is, it's a lot, it's challenging, but we have an incredible dev team. We have an incredible production team. So, you know, so far so good.
And then some D-bag asks you to come on a podcast and talk about it, and that adds even more blooming pressure to everything.
Well, I burst into the podcast, really. I wasn't even invited.
So yeah, that's right. What you're talking about. No, that's hilarious. No, that's great, guys. And again, like I have to say, you know, you've been talking about this. You know, is it this? Is it that? It is. It's very successful and it's very awesome. The line has just been like one of those things that's just reignited the brand to such a stratospheric degree. It's been ridiculous.
One of the best compliments that, you know, we see online is I was out of action figure collecting entirely and you guys brought me back in, and it's like, wow, that's awesome. Because I mean, I was out for a little bit and I remember the action figure that brought me back into figure collecting. To have that moment for other people because of our brand is super special.
Side note, what was that figure?
Marvel Legends Wolverine wave one or something like that.
That's awesome.
I was in college, so I was trying not to buy
too much. Yeah.
And then that Wolverine came out. I was like, oh, I could probably just get Wolverine. And then, you know, Punisher and Ghost
I told this story on the News Burst a couple of days ago or last week. I got out of collecting in high school because a friend of mine who was at the front of the queue, this is like the first couple of weeks in high school. We're in this queue going into one of those little mobile kind of like setups. Like, you know, it wasn't in the main building. We had a session in like mobile little block.
Portables.
Yeah, little portable, yeah. And I'm at the back of the, well, not the back, I'm about the middle of the queue. And my mate Matt is at the front with these two girls that I liked, Claire and Vicky. And he turns around in front of everybody and he says,
"Oh no,
Chris over there still collects G.I. Joes." And I was like, wow, that was like my life just disintegrated in front of me. I was, bear in mind, I was 11 years old at this point, and it was like, okay, that's me out then for the foreseeable future. There's more to that story, but it's not about that. I'm talking to you guys. Right, so, you know, life-changing scenarios with collecting out of the way. Let's talk about the kind of more recent reveals that we've had from you guys. So obviously we've had a wonderful little start to the year. Shall I just mention the 2023? How that guy that got into collecting again, I wonder if 2023 got him out for the amount of product that came flooding into him.
Yeah, we amped it up.
In our defense, we had been very upfront with our COVID delays. Everybody knew that there were 6 months where there wasn't any G.I. Joe product on shelf.
Yeah.
And we got to make a choice. And you can either say that we were wrong or we made the right choice. But we decided to not cancel any of our product. And we just kind of shifted everything. So basically what you ended up with was a full year's worth of G.I. Joe products that all shipped
in a week.
Last fall.
In a week. Yeah, it was amazing. right, yes. So stuff that we've got recently. Now, at the start of the year, we got a cool little wave of figures, didn't we? We got Doc. We got Jinx. Who else was in that one? Techno Viper? No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
Techno
Doc,
Viper,
Jinx.
Big Bella?
No, we're confused.
I'm mixing them up. It's
because they shipped really close together. There was a December wave and an April wave.
What was it? I've completely forgotten.
Doc was wave two. Wave one was Airborne, Techno Viper,
Quick Kick, and Big Boa.
And Big Boa.
That was Big Boa.
It came out swinging.
The most recent one, though, wasn't that Quick Kick, Jinx.
Was Jinx?
It's not Quick Kick, sorry. Jinx, Doc.
Jinx, Doc, Torch, and
Torch. Stout. Yes. Yeah, there we go. Big fans here of the line. I can't even remember what figures we
work
had.
On. Well, it's funny though too because we work so far in the future. Like I'm working on stuff we work in code names too, as you all
as
know.
I know code very names. Well.
You're welcome.
It makes the job a lot easier.
But so it's funny, like I remember the code names, but I remember the characters' names too, and I don't know how I do it. But now the line is expanding, so it's like my memory is fading a little bit because I always have to throw out the old stuff from my brain.
I always thought the code words might be something we couldn't talk about, but now we're on it. Who comes up with those, and why does it happen?
You're looking at her.
It seems to be only why is it only on G.I. Joe? It seems like the other brands don't do it as much.
So when I was on Power Rangers, the old team had a code naming system that you could break so fast because it was
on the nose.
One word for the season, one word for the color, and you combined them, and that's how you got your Ranger.
Got it.
And so as soon as you figured out what each word meant, you could code break the rest of the line. So that drove me nuts. So the first code line that I came up with was there was a Canterbury Tales year for Power Rangers.
Right.
And when those code names came out, I had the most fun ever. Because people were like, ooh, maybe, you know, this one could mean this thing.
Yeah,
because
it
kind of suggests, no, they were all totally random. But it brought me so much joy. And so then, in the grand tradition of being as complicated as humanly possible, I brought that tradition over to the G.I. Joe team. And by then, so there's a lot of rules about how you can code name products. Because if we don't catch it in time, that's the name that will be printed on the outside of the master cartons.
We've done that before.
I'm really bad at that. So that happens a lot on G.I. Joe.
I've seen it on Master Cartons. I've seen it on the kind of shipping boxes.
Yes,
and stuff.
So the like weird code names.
Yeah,
so like
Scooby
on,
or whatever. Yeah.
On like the Power Rangers Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ones all said like PRGZA and then like Palamon and Corsair or something. And the ZA stood for pizza, which was
nice.
How I knew it was Turtles.
Nice. I like that.
So if that gets left accidentally on there when the master cartons are printing, basically in our system, then it means that that's how it goes through customs. And so you really have to be careful that you're not including anything in your code names that customs is going to flag.
Yeah.
So you don't want to like name anything after gemstones or animals that could be alive.
Right.
Because they'll be
plants.
Anecdotally, we named Storm Shadow from the movie was Scorpion.
Yeah.
So they were like, are you shipping scorpions?
Exactly. Yeah.
Are you shipping dung beetles? I remember dung beetle. Yes. Are you shipping carpenter ants?
Well.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a good time.
There were a series of code names that ended up kind of not meeting the criteria across a lot of teams. And so now our IP security team picks code names so that they won't have any problems.
Right.
But I have been very generously granted an exception because I think they think my lists are hilarious. So we're on to, so
I'm so
this
happy it's
year
you doing
is
it.
this year's vintage Hanna-Barbera cartoon characters.
Yep.
So I think mainline is Flintstones and Jetsons
Yeah.
because they could live together because of the
I
crossover
like it.
movie.
I like
So
it.
like that was okay
That
with
movie, I
me.
remember that.
Great
It was a
movie.
great
It
movie,
was a
like
great, yeah.
flawless movie.
Yeah.
And then all the Pulse exclusives are Scooby-Doo characters. So
I
you kind of go through the generations of Hanna-Barbera
love it.
characters as
I
you go
love
through
it.
different things, but
I like all your new ones for the new listings that I'm
those
not that
were
we're not allowed to
so
talk about.
I was briefly off of the brand, and so there was another marketer who did those, and she did a great
Oh
job.
yeah, I love yeah the tick,
But yeah,
Simpsons, all this
those are
stuff.
secrets. So
Of course, yeah.
we can talk about the Hanna-Barbera stuff because
That's so
that
last
everybody knows
year.
about.
That's so last year, or so
So
this
last
year,
year.
whatever it is.
So last year.
Yeah, amazing. Actually, I'm really glad that we've stumbled onto that because that's really funny. Considering I live in those listings, trying to work things out like some sort of detective, and like you just said, don't bother because you'll never get it.
It's, I mean, you can, and it brings us great joy to watch people's logic processes to be like, okay, what could a bam bam be? Maybe that's somebody with a giant stick who hits somebody.
But
Like,
it blows my mind when like there's li literally no, it's just all memory. And then when people get them, I'm like, how the hell did they figure, like, what? It's kind of
yeah,
wild.
is that's amazing. That's amazing. Night Creeper was actually that other one I was trying to think of that I couldn't
Night
remember.
Creeper, Night Creeper. I
Yeah,
love him.
that is so
Phantom
beautiful.
group of a good one.
So happy you did the Decca on the pants as well, because obviously that didn't really come out on the movie figure, did it? I think you had it just gray
Oh
pants on the
yeah,
movie figure.
on the kids line movie
Yeah.
figure. Yeah,
But like
yeah.
yeah, this is yeah, I think one of my favorite figures looking at it, and the fact that you put that version 2 head in there is
Yeah.
very cool.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say it now. Is that a bit of it's obviously a bit of pre-planning possibly for a future thing that you can't talk about?
Of course. But it's just when we'll do it, I don't know.
Cool.
Right? Like
That's
if
next, guys. Confirmed. And
it's
oh, Naugahyde and the Boar was a great. Can I just say as well, talking of listings, Emily, the
incredible.
listing that we had for this that we were found was it was Pork Biobo was the name that was next to Naug. It's like Naugahyde Pork Biobo. And we were like, is that the name of the boar? And then it turned out to be like a combination of the two names for the two animals. And that was, yeah, look at that. Absolutely
Tony
fantastic.
decoed all the inside mouth. I didn't spec it because I think we could afford it. And he was just like, yeah, let's do it. And then it came out great.
A fantastic, absolutely
Love
fantastic.
that.
Let's talk about the animals quickly then, because that's something that you've literally created a zoo of creatures with this line. It's almost become an animal line more than it is an action figure line now, right?
We joke about that. We're like, and boar with Naugahyde.
Yeah, totally.
That was
Warthog, I should say.
Croc-Master. We were
No,
all
it's a
like,
warthog. It's a
yeah.
warthog. It's not a boar. Warthog.
We're coming for you, Schleich toys that pop up.
That's what it does feel like. Yeah, it's like the evolution of Schleich, isn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely.
As a kid, I was obsessed with that. Obsessed. Like that's what I would get those wildlife books, the
Yeah.
binders, and I would just draw the animals from them. And it's a 1/12 scale world. And when I was like when we were all the animals that would come with G.I. Joes, it was like one of the coolest parts. Like I would use the Fiona slug figure that
E.
Croc Master came out back in the day for everything. Even when I
Yeah.
wasn't playing G.I. Joe, I would always use the animals. I was like, we need to get this in 1/12 scale. There's nothing else like this. You don't really see it so often. Every once in a while, a lot of like Japanese toy manufacturers will do stuff like that, but we're not seeing the mainline stuff. So like we need to get these in the classified line because it's kind of part of it, and it expands it, right?
Yeah.
It's like it breeds another level of variety, if you would.
Amazing
And
stuff.
Tony,
I
is
like the
there
idea.
ever like when Lenny is like, hey, maybe this in the line, are you ever like, nah, you're crazy for animals?
Oh, animals, nah.
Yeah.
They're all good. They're all good. Let's get it.
Other things, yes.
Yeah, other things, he's definitely crazy, but that's why we love him. But he would say the same about me.
He's got, this guy's got problems.
Yeah. I like the idea of someone from Schleich listening to this and like they come at us on the next wave of Schleich figures.
Like
Just
amazing
military.
articulation. Yeah, no, they'll do their own military line is what they'll
Yeah.
do. Yeah, future
All
military line.
right.
Just all vehicles from Schleich from now on.
Yeah.
What, I want to see a sloth. Can we get a sloth in the line?
Ooh,
A
that'd
big
be
one.
adorable.
Two-toed
Two-toed or
three
three-toed?
three three toe yeah, good
Yeah,
question.
great question.
We'll go
Three-toed.
three.
All right.
Yeah, maybe that two-toed in a little swaddle like you always see on
Oh,
Instagram, because they have
oh.
a little pig nose they have. That's cute.
So adorable.
All right.
There was a YouTube video a long time ago that was at a sloth sanctuary, and it was just a bucket of baby sloths. And when I was sad, I used to go and look at it. It was like all of these itty bitty sloths in this red bucket, and they would like hang out in there, and they'd go and like wander around a little. And it was like close ups on the sloths, and I was just like, oh, a bucket of
How
sloths.
could you
Bucket.
militarize a sloth? I'm trying to think.
Well,
He's
just be a, it would be a Tiger Force jungle operations sort of thing, wouldn't it? Kind of in a,
recon. He's slow. You don't see him. He's like, you know.
you could
Exactly.
strap like some like yeah, like a missile to its back
Yeah.
or like
You know what would be
Jetpack.
dope? Maybe a Joe, maybe a cobra, but Joe, and he's got a group of otters, but like
Oh.
Amazonian river otters, but the big ones, and
Little
he's
rocks.
got like three of them with him. Yeah, they throw rocks. And he like, you know, like you got to give him all a hand gesture, so he's like telling him what to do because they're all like, you know,
Yep.
awesome, and they're
So
all like
all
little vests,
so we can
and they're
confirm
holding
this. We can confirm all of this is coming, can't we? Basically, yeah,
Yeah. Can we
unreal.
do the otter so that my favorite part about otters is that they have a little pocket to keep their favorite rocks in.
Yeah.
So can we make sure that they have rock pockets? It was really
Yes.
hard to say that
Rock pockets.
phrase.
Like, yeah,
Rock
we're gonna engineer
pockets.
this.
Rock pockets.
Yeah.
Now I'm hungry. No, I was gonna
Lean
say
pockets too.
we have a saying in the UK, which is wetter than an otter's pocket. So,
Oh.
and
Is that a lie? Are you just telling us that because we're stupid Americans and we'll believe you?
A little from column A, a little from column
Please,
B.
please tell us what wetter than an otter's pocket means.
It just
How
means
dare
if you
you?
get drenched, if you get wet in any sort of way, I'm not going to go in the direction I think you want me to go in. But no, if you get wet in any sort of way, you can say I'm wetter than an otter's pocket. Someone's standing at a bus stop gets splashed with water. Oh, look at this! I'm wetter than an otter's pocket.
I can see the movie that takes place in London, and somebody's running to work, and one of the big red buses
Yeah.
comes by and splashes them.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm wetter than a otter's pocket. And then the movie
Perfect.
starts.
Perfect.
Is it like a, I want it to be like a mid-90s Hugh Grant rom-com.
That's 100% what I was
Yeah.
thinking. 100%. Amazing.
Anyway,
That's
and
amazing.
this is, I don't know what this episode is now. It's just, it's
How are
amazing.
you
This is the
supposed to ask us stuff about G.I. Joe
no
classics?
questions, no
Yeah.
notes, nothing. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about toys quickly. And then we'll
Sure.
get back onto otters.
Priorities.
Night Force Ram, aka the Night Pursuit with Shockwave. Now that came out as well recently. That's a nice little addition to the Night Force kind of, you know, unit team, well, sub-team, however you want to call it. Take us through Shockwave and his narrative in this Night Force thing, if you can, because I know this is something you guys talk about. It's something that you kind of build a lot with the world building and everything, and you put it in the packaging. How does Shockwave and his Night Pursuit fit in to the Night Force theme?
I would start off by saying the Night Force Shockwave is my preferred Shockwave colorway
Ooh.
to start, even as a kid. I always thought it made more sense color-wise. I like blue figures, but I don't love blue figures. But I like the colorway better. So starting outside of narrative, I was like, we gotta do Night Force Shockwave. We did our own spin. We give him like the digi camo and stuff like that. He's not
There's a different
verbatim.
build on it as well, isn't there?
It is a different build. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. He's a little, he's bigger. Bigger and he's pinless now. So that was an, also an opportunity to go pinless as well.
Same.
And I think the idea of him being SWAT, right? I wanted to just the putting him on a motorcycle is kind of badass, right? Like he's coming in and like he's breaking the doors down. And the
And he's in
Ram
a
was.
jungle as well, which is even better, right?
Well, I'll truth be told, and I'm showing a little bit of the behind the curtain, those sets are created by our graphics team. So we have a set amount of sets that we create.
Yeah.
So that was one of the sets that we had from a budget standpoint. So sometimes, shock, it doesn't always go to plan. We wanted to do a city scene, but we didn't have one yet.
Yeah.
So we had to get him into a scene that we had. But from a story narrative standpoint of why he's in the toy line or why he's in Night Force One, Night Force Shockwave is the preferred Shockwave for me, had a
It's
personal
a
moment.
dope figure.
He's a dope thing. But then two, it's Night Force. He's coming in. Things are getting hairy. Things are getting crazy. Things are getting scary. So then you need a badass to come in. Shockwave. You have Shockwave coming in. And on the Night Pursuit, we wanted, you notice that Griffin is on there again.
Yeah, I love that. I
Griffin's,
called that out big time. Love it.
yeah, they're protectors again. They're protectors of treasure, and treasure is the world. G.I. Joe's protecting the world from evil. So he's coming in, he's going to kick ass. And I think about the idea of putting him on a motorcycle to get in there quick. And the Ram is also designed to be a big motorcycle. This is not like a speed motorcycle. This is a tank motorcycle. It's got a
It's
300 millimeter,
a
whatever.
tiny gun attached to it,
Yeah,
yeah.
tiny gun attached, like a surreal sized minigun on the side. So the idea is like he's the cavalry. He's coming in and he's going to kick some butt. So it's
Awesome.
kind of a not too much depth to it, just like badass version of Shockwave on a badass version of the Ram.
I like the fact you guys are utilizing that kind of clutch steel core sort of helmet as like a driver's helmet
Yeah.
now. That's really cool, like a nice little angle. And again, it's popped up recently, but we'll hold fire because we're getting to the ferret and tiger paw shortly. But staying with that, Tony, like when these kind of figures come your way, what is your, because obviously you have a very specific role here in this team, don't you, as a master model maker. Now, are you the one that's kind of kitbashing stuff together? Are you the one that's kind of going, well, I'm going to make this shockwave and see, you know, that kind of thing? Are you touching that at all?
No, that's Lenny's coming up with all the builds. We get deco sheets into my department, and
Yeah.
then from there we're applying those colors. If I see something that maybe we missed or something that we'd like to advance a little bit or kind of change things up, I'll make some suggestions. Even like on that Night Force Shockwave, I had just kind of seen the Batman, and he had that motorcycle scene where he kind of had all that kind of dark, so you kind of see that in the figure. So there's little touches I like to bring in, but I love working with Lenny because we have the same brain a lot of times. So
Do you
if
share it or
I
do you have to give it back to each other? Like, how does that
we keep it
work?
in a jar and we only have 30 minutes with it a day each.
We just take half. We just operate on one half.
We both take the left side of the brain.
And poor Emily, she's having to deal with two guys that are sharing a brain, basically.
It's honestly, there's no team I'd rather be on. Like, this
That
is, I was so worried coming onto this team, and it has been not only is it full of humans that I consider to be wonderful friends now, but also some of the most creative and talented human beings I have ever had the pleasure of working with. And
Oh.
I would trade them for nothing.
And Lenny, don't forget Lenny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lenny. And I think to me, it's always so cool to see Lenny and Tony ideating on something together.
Oh,
Because
yeah.
it's like Lenny's like, okay, this is a thing. Let's see if we can do the thing. And then Tony comes in and is kind of the refinement piece and all of those extra details that make G.I. Joe figures look so human-like. Like that's Tony's special touch. Not
Yeah.
in like a creepy way, but
I
like
think
just like in
it's slightly
a
creepy, but yeah.
like it's
Yeah. Putting on
the
the t-shirt.
it's all of those like little details that he's thinking about, like that Outback figure where you're like he spends a lot of time in the sun, so he's got a little
Yes.
hint of a sunburn on his face. It's that kind of creative level of thinking that's so cool.
Like Tony's
Amazing.
execution is on another level, I would
Yeah.
say, comparatively to a lot of people in the industry. And like, yeah, we do a spec sheet, but like when Tony takes that spec sheet, he brings it to life. And there's particular, I think people always forget about like when you're making something, a lot of it is the execution. Anybody can come with all sorts of crazy ideas all
Yeah.
day, but
Yeah.
like if you can't execute it, it could be the greatest idea in the world, but it just doesn't sing. And that's what Tony brings to the table in droves.
Tony's like
It's
your filter for all of your information and all of
well, it's a,
your.
it's it's amazing too, because right, it's like it's that like execution and attention to
Yeah,
detail,
yeah.
like Emily just said, where like Snow Job has sunburn on his face because he's been skiing all day.
Yeah.
Like, that was all. I'm like,
Favorite one.
dude, that sounds awesome. And he bakes it in and it's just awesome. Then we're like, can we afford it? Looks like we can. Let's do it. Right. So it's like, again, G.I. Joe, it's an awesome team to be on because we are very collaborative with each
Yeah,
other
yeah.
and we allow for that creative flow. Right. Like, we don't want to ever stifle each other, but we do check and balance each other as well, too. But like, a lot of it is like, you want to let marketing be creative. You want to make, but model making be creative, and you want to let design be creative and packaging design. Like,
Yeah.
want people to feel like they are contributing in a way that's like making something special,
Yeah. S
right?
speaking of
Check
packaging design,
yourself
are we locked in now, or are we going to be changing up again in a couple of weeks?
out.
Thank you. We're locked in. So this is officially the last change that you'll, well, I can't say that forever, but for the time being, this is what G.I. Joe packaging will officially be looking like.
Cool.
So we are transitioned away from plastic-free packaging. So this falls in line with the new Hasbro modular packaging with the line look that we started when we went to plastic-free.
Yeah.
So this is our kind of, we're calling it kind of the hybrid line look for G.I. Joe. So this is officially what packaging will look like moving forward.
Awesome. That's good to know. And I was just being silly, but yeah, that's great.
No, but I mean, like,
I
it
loved
is a
it.
little bit ridiculous because we've had four different packaging looks in 2 years.
And the
And
rest.
so we acknowledge that this is a little ridiculous, and we thank everybody for sticking with us. We did that like special variant packaging for the his for anything related to the his tank, which, to be fair, looks
Yeah,
super dope.
looks really
But
cool together, though.
yeah, it I mean, it looks incredible. And I love that we were able to bring that line look to the two Pulse exclusives that tied in from a world building perspective. Like, they all look like they belong
Yeah,
together.
totally.
But we do acknowledge for fans that it is a lot of different things to have on your shelf if you like everything to line up nicely. So thank you for sticking with us. Should be smooth sailing.
I just burn all the packaging and no, I'm kidding, of course I don't. It
I'm an out of
is.
box guy, so I mean, I'm like, hey, this is crazy, but at the same time, like, I'm out of box persons.
I'm literally surrounded by them, by boxes everywhere. It's bad. Good, but bad. Let's move on quickly to the ferret, because that, I mean, we're talking new character involvement here as well. Like, take us through the inspiration behind the Ferret Scout then, because I mean, it's new character to the line. You're bringing new stuff to the brand. Of course, this is not the first time you brought new stuff to the brand. Of course, we've had Wolf Spider and Mole Rats and so on and so forth.
Ah, the
So
mole rats.
Mole Rats.
do I. He's right. There he is. You can't see it because he's off camera, but there he is. There he is, right there.
Hanging out.
Yeah. So, take us through the inspiration behind doing a new driver for a vehicle that never had one, really. But they did kind of sometimes, but not in the vintage one.
That was actually the inspiration. I mean, it never had a driver. And like, it was always depicted with Tomax and Zaymont on it and
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Storm Shadow and stuff, but like, you can't put Storm Shadow. That's a troop builder vehicle. You can't put a main character on there. That would
Right.
be brutal. Which we'll talk about the Tiger Paw in a second, the philosophy behind that, because it is
Yay.
kind of a character. Well, never had a driver. So we needed a G.I. Joe is beautiful because it's utility based. It's not all narrative based all the time. And in the utility, you can create narrative. So we needed an ATV driver. And like, again, 1/12 scale universe. We don't have ATV drivers. I haven't seen an ATV driver action figure yet. So, like, let's make an ATV action figure, ATV
Sweet.
driver action figure, which was super fun because doing all the BMX gear. I've done BMX gear on like kids' lines before. We had like these like Spider-Man Rip Racers that were like goblin
Those are
inspired
amazing.
in that gear. Remember that line?
Oh,
That
of
was
course I do.
fun.
Yeah,
They were fun to
that's
do.
great. Yeah.
But like, you know, it's built out of like, again, it's like there's a problem. We have a vehicle that never had a driver. We like to offer drivers with our vehicles assortment because of the price point. So it's like, how do you solve said problem? Okay, we make a new character up and it has to fit the particular need of the vehicle. And she needed to look off-road. And it's just a fun opportunity to make something new. And
Another female
but
character as well, which was always kind of welcome as well. That's another kind of, kind of bonus there.
Yeah. And I
Was
think to piggyback off of something that Lenny said, it's to me, it's not even just like, yes, we have kind of established price points on our brand so that people know what to expect, but it's also that immediate out of box play for us.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so we want, if you buy a box, we want you to have like a complete play experience in that box. It's going to come with a figure if it comes with a vehicle so that your vehicle can have a little human on it and they can, do whatever you want them to do on the vehicle. And so it's story building. And so it is that complete experience in a box. We don't want you to have to depend on there being,
Yeah.
something else that's available for you.
Yeah.
Imagine
Because
you
it's
get
not.
this as a birthday present as a kid and you're like, oh, it's just an ATV. What am I supposed to put on this ATV? No, you want,
100%. Yeah,
yeah.
you don't want to have to make somebody buy another assortment to play with the assortment they just bought. And it, say they're not a hard, like Emily does a great point. They're not a hardcore collector. And they
Yeah.
see an ATV in the store, like, I want the ATV. Oh, there's no driver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't want that to happen. It's kind of a
I have to
bummer
buy the
for
other six figures that are on the shelf as well. Oh, damn
the
it.
kid.
And
I mean, I would,
hey,
but
yeah, I was gonna
well, I mean,
say.
and the ferret being a, not that everything is a Pulse exclusive, but to have something that is a Pulse exclusive, we want to make sure that, it does when
Yeah.
you get it in the mail, like you're like, ooh,
Yeah.
okay, this is delightful.
And G.I. Joe's meant to be played with. So part of our philosophy is that it's like full play in a box,
Yeah.
Yep.
right? If the thing needs an action figure to have full play, you put an action figure with it.
Yeah,
If it
yeah.
doesn't need an action figure to have full play, you don't put an action figure with it.
Yeah. So brilliant stuff. Now, Tiger Paw with Wreckage. That's another cool little addition to the line. Now, we're kind of staying with the ferret a little bit as well and the Tiger Paw. We can talk about the build of this thing, right? Was there a situation at some point where you were thinking, are we going to put all of the things that the original had with that kind of like steering maneuver at the front and the elements where the gun moves around, or was that something that was kind of costed out? Did you kind of think that maybe you were going to do that and then decided
It's
against
again,
it?
like Tony said, as we develop, we go for the gusto, we go for 100%. And then as it starts being developed, we start finding out that if you remove this piece, you can afford it at this price point. If you
Right.
don't remove these, the price point has to go up. And, or you can't afford to make this item, so think of something else. So it's kind of like you got to push and pull the levers to make sure you're giving the best price value.
Yeah.
So the decision was made just to go with the suspension system,
Yeah, which is
and not
still
have the
sweet.
turning mechanism. Which I
Yeah.
love that as a kid. I love that turning mechanism. But I was like, from a play standpoint, I always want people to be getting these things outside and dirty. I know it's a little ridiculous to say, but like I really want kids playing with G.I. Joe. So it's like I think it's more fun, like smashing over top of stuff. I thought it was more of an exciting play pattern to do. So we went with the suspension. Plus, it feels good too.
Yeah.
I wonder how the classifieds do on the beach. Like, do they sink to the bottom of the earth like our O-rings did? Once you buried that O-ring, that was gone.
God.
The big collector.
Lost so many O-rings to the snow because I would always go out and battle
See
in
you
the
later.
snow, and then I would think, maybe I'll find them in spring. I think you're right. Like, just going to the mud
There's a
in the snow.
huge collection
In
right at
Staten
the spring.
Island somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
I once
Take a metal detector, find it.
Yeah.
Buried Footloose in my backyard and then got all sad and ran outside. Because have you guys ever seen The Boy Who Could Fly from the 80s? It's
No.
go watch it. Fred Savage is in it and it's full of G.I. Joe figures. Like
Is it wetter than an otter's
it's
pocket?
wetter than I was. There's this one scene actually where it's raining and he runs outside because he's been burying a load of his figures and one of them is Duke who was killed in action or whatever. And he runs out and he's crying and he digs it up and he pulls it, brings it back in the house and everything. It's like it's very much product
Oh.
placement, but it's
Yeah.
very like if you haven't seen that, you need to see it as G.I.
I
Joe,
am
guys.
going to watch
Honestly,
it.
it's
Okay.
incredible. Anywho, yes, so the actual ferret slash tiger paw itself, the build, it's huge. I mean,
Big
that
boy.
thing is ridiculous. I was not expecting that size, to be honest.
That's the fun
I
of
have
G.I.
one.
Joe.
And then you kept it at the same price point as the other small vehicles. That's the impressive part. Is that another element of kind of balancing the logistics and stuff there?
Yeah, and it's what we have available right now. It's kind of what we have for tooling. It's what we feel is, it's balance, it's all of the balancing in the line. So there's a lot of those elements.
Part of it too was
Amazing.
the ferret was always big. It's bigger than a regular
Yeah, it's
ATV.
pretty
I had
large.
another design before we went with this design. And I was going a little more realistic in scale with it.
One to
And
one
John
scale, was it?
yeah, John and I were looking at it and we're like, but the ferret was huge comparatively to O-ring figures. So we went with like a honking, like it's got to feel more G.I. Joe, essentially, to feel more in brand.
Yeah.
Right, it's some updates on it. It's got like scribe lines and details, and we have the new rack on the back, so you put sorts of guns and equipment on there and stuff like that. But
The
for the
rack's
most
really
part,
cool. I love the kind of clip that you've got for the
yeah, the
little
rack's
for the
fun. The
cannon
rack's fun.
thing.
You can even if you wanted to, you could take it off if you
Oh,
do
nice.
some not intended to come off, but you could do some
Oh,
For customizers out there,
I wasn't sure about this. Is there the little back section that comes off to kind of create a little? It's like a little kind of little trunk, isn't it? They've got on the original, like a little clip. It comes off the like the back
no,
panel pops
no,
off.
we
Oh,
didn't.
okay.
No, we just ended up going with the rack because I felt it was a little more modern and a little more tactical looking.
Yeah. That's cool. That's awesome.
But I was gonna say, oh, there's blast effect holes in the back
Oh,
too. So
nice.
I wonder if I have in my nifty little drawer over here. I don't think I have the right scale blast effect on me.
You've only
But
got 30,000 blast effects and none of them
hold on,
work.
I wait. I do. Hold on. Beep.
Nice.
And hopefully this is not a prototype blast effect because I have some with. Yeah, this is a prototype blast effect.
That's amazing. Love
Nice.
it. Love
Fun.
it.
Yeah,
I
came out
wasn't.
great. And she's awesome. I
Oh
love
yeah,
those.
I love the fangs that you put on the
Yeah, I
visor
like
as
if you
well.
notice that. Yeah, I like if you notice that.
Lenny's great about sneaking those little embellishments on that stuff too.
Here's a question. In that image, the promo image of Clutch and the Vamp, where he's burying that helmet, basically, but it's gray. Is that like the gray model pre-pro kind of?
I was so afraid of that picture when Matt was doing that.
It's dark, isn't
What are you doing, dude?
What you didn't see was that's only part of the picture, and he sent us the original picture that was expanded, and we went, "No, you cannot
No.
put this on the internet." And so that is the edited version of the image.
Amazing.
I'm having fun with it. I'm like,
No,
need
nobody
a
dies in
problem.
G.I. Joe.
Just put a
Don't need a
parachute
problem,
next
buddy.
to them. Just put a parachute next to them, and everything would have been fine.
Totally fine.
That's brilliant. I had no idea. We're trying to get we're Matt and I are trying to work out an interview as well. That'd be quite fun as
Oh,
well. I'm
cool.
excited
Very
for that.
cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Right. But I think well, yeah. The last thing I wanted to talk about was wreckage quickly before we move on to some listener and viewer questions. Now, wreckage is an interesting history with wreckage. You've got obviously the unreleased Sabretooth Tiger Force figure from like you know the Toy Fair catalog. Then you get the true exclusive Toys R Us set that had Wreckage in it, which was like an homage to that particular figure, the repaint of Firefly, but slightly different deco. And then you kind of get the modern club take on it as well, which was like Wreckage by name, Sabretooth by kind of deco. Now you guys went a slightly different direction, and obviously you're staying with Wreckage. I assume that is a staying kind of copyright sort of avoidance maybe or trademark avoidance. Is that like you don't want to kind of use Sabretooth maybe, or is that not an issue?
We can. So basically, the way that we work for trademark things is if there's anything that might be a little bit weird, like when we did CoverGirl, if only there wasn't a super popular company called CoverGirl
Never heard of
now,
it. Never.
right? Exactly. So
It's all right. We'll call
that's
a
the,
Maybelline.
yeah, it's, yeah. Oh, that's so great. I've never heard of that before.
Mabel.
But so that's the figures that you see on the front of the box. It's first name, code name,
Yeah.
last name.
Yeah.
So those are the ones where we're like,
Yeah.
maybe CoverGirl isn't going to be super chill about this.
Yeah. Yeah,
Not that
totally.
we have ever heard anything from them, but it's as a precautionary trademark measure.
Courtney Sephora Krieger. That would work, right?
Perfect. That's beautiful. I love
Love
that.
it.
I'm all
I
over
love
it.
it.
I know too
I love
many.
it.
I know
And it
too
looks
many
like that mother.
brands.
That store looks like a mothership. I could do it. Doesn't
It does.
it?
It does.
It's great. I love it.
Yeah, CoverGirl's awesome. What was I gonna? Yeah, so in terms of the actual kind of direction you went with that figure, and you went definitely a kind of more subdued. Was that kind of like the classified style you were
Yeah,
going for?
I always thought the on the original design, the bright yellows were just off. And I actually saying something that we normally don't say, I wanted to update the Tiger Force camo.
Yeah.
I thought we could have made it more intense than from the first waves. And I was like, so we tried something. I was like, we should literally do tiger jungle camo on them and do it multiple. I always find the multiple color camo is the most successful.
Yeah.
So we pushed it on him because you have to spread the cost between the tiger paw, which has a lot of deco on it, and the tiger and
Yeah.
package himself. So you have to mix and match it. I didn't do multiple, we didn't spec multiple color camo, but I think it's pretty successful. I like brown and black together, it's obviously very cool.
It does look really awesome.
So we instead of going the yellow, we went with all the browns. And then you also notice he changed the color of his head too
Yeah, it's
to
that
be a
kind of
little dude. I felt it looked a little more cohesive as a design. No shade to the original design. The original design's awesome. I just felt that it was a little more in vibe with what classified
Yeah.
color wise goes.
That's what I
Same
figured,
if
yeah.
you were retro card back, we probably would do like the crazy color scheme, of course.
Confirmed, confirmed.
Confirmed internet.
I love how my
But
space just drops every time I say I use the C word.
because it'll start a rumor and everybody will go crazy about it, you know? But anyways, so yeah, it's a homage to the old school history of that character and development,
Yeah.
bringing it classified. And then, like I said earlier, you don't want to really put a mainline character on a vehicle. That's why the helmet's in there. And that's why it's kind of like he is kind of like your troop builder if you want him to be,
Right.
essentially, or you're getting a character that wouldn't necessarily make it into the line otherwise, essentially. So, and plus, he's got kind of a vibe of a guy in an ATV, too. So
Yeah.
that's why we put that in there. I feel people could troop build those no problem. I think it would look fine in a collection.
Was that a
And
lot
also,
of, is that, sorry, Tony, go ahead, mate.
oh no, I was just gonna say, also Lenny dropped a new term on me while we were
I
talking about the
did.
figure. Yeah, like, oh, and I think he's gonna have heterochromia. I'm like, what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Hexachromium.
Oh, that's what it is.
You get
Okay,
two different colored eyes.
yeah, he's got a green and a blue eye, which is
Oh yeah,
super
that's
cool
right.
in the deep. Yeah, it was. And yeah, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I
And
don't think I've I don't I don't think I noticed that. That's
yeah,
amazing.
he's hexachromic,
It's
which I mean
subtle.
kind of hurts the troop builder thing, but whatever. It's
Yeah, it could
hard to see
be.
every once in a
They
while.
could
You
just
get
be
the
wearing
helmet on.
one. They could just all be wearing one, like
Yeah, the
yeah,
whole group.
contact. Yeah, sorted. There you go. I'm down for that.
Well,
Right.
hexachromia is because of his backstory, it's all over the place. So I was like, it'd be kind of cool to give him two different colored eyes. And
That's
plus, his
fun.
wreckage, he blows stuff up. He's kind of, you know, makes him feel uneven.
That's
Yeah,
amazing.
it
A
was
little
awesome.
bit like Firefly in a sense as well, the fact that, that's the figure that, he was
He's,
repainted basically. That's amazing. Okay, we've got a few kind of questions from the listeners and the viewers. So I thought I'd run through a quick few of those first. We'll start with Facebook. I put a load of posts on socials and it went absolutely nuts. So it's taken me about 12 hours just to kind of
Oh, damn.
trim it down. So Wes Newman has asked one. He's got two questions actually. Have important comic book characters been considered for the classified line, perhaps as Pulse exclusives or as themed sets? Quinn, Dr. Venom, Scarface, Billy, October Guard, General Flag, The Plague, General Ray, the Phoenix Guard, Dr. Ba like everyone, basically.
Yes.
Now, you've said in the past, just to quickly answer that one for you, you have said in the past that nothing is off the table, really. That's kind of,
Correct.
yeah. So that answers that question for you, Wes. But his second question is more important, and I think this will be good for you guys. How much consulting, negotiating, back and forth goes on between Lenny and Emily and their counterparts at Mezco Toys, Super 7, 3-0, etc., regarding designs, artistic license, intellectual property, etc., when non-Hasbro companies are designing their versions of G.I. Joe characters? I'd love to be a fly on the wall while those decisions details are being hashed out. Thanks.
So we actually have a licensing team that handles all of our external deals because it would be seen as a conflict of interest if we had our own G.I. Joe toy line and we were directly influencing the other companies that we work with. So we have an
Interesting.
amazing licensing team that handles that. And then combined with our franchise team, who kind of handle everything about the way that I kind of describe the difference between the franchise team and the toy team is the like we do the toy team stuff. So we handle Hasbro toy development, and the franchise team basically handles everything else about the brand. So they work with the licensing team and they're able to communicate with those other companies about the lines and get all of those details right for those figures.
Fantastic. That's the perfect answer. Thank you very much. And thank you, Wes,
I
for that
nailed that
question.
one. That was great.
That's perfect.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
It's like you're a professional and you do a really good job at what you do, M Emily.
It's so interesting. I will reiterate that none of us came into this job ever thinking that we would be on-air personalities and brand representatives for something.
Mean,
So.
I thought the whole like stereotype of designers were like we sit in dark rooms and draw or
And
do
never see another human being. Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
I didn't realize it was like selling the product too.
Like doing
Hanging
stuff like this weird
out
stuff.
with these guys, yeah.
You chill.
These losers. Brian Wilkes has asked, I feel Classified has bounced around and given us a good selection of characters from each production year. What is the process of deciding upon upcoming figure choices? Is there a roundtable discussion where you throw out different characters and then choose the best ones? Or is there some other method to your madness like that when choosing new characters in the line? Thank you.
I think madness is a very good way to put it. I think we actually figure out the year. Like we sit down when we're going to start 25, 26, whatever, and we just go through our item count for the year and we start filling. And then we go back and forth with each other. And then connected to that is how much budget we have for the year too. So
Yeah.
who can I make with the amount of budget that I have, and who can we make that is going to give us a meaningful figure? And who and where can we use budget? If we do a redeco, is it a meaningful redeco? Right? We don't want to just do a bunch of redecos and whatever. We every figure should count. So there is a back and forth, and we kind of just we vibe with each other. What do you think of this character? Should we do a redeco of the of like an alley viper or something like that? Yeah, that'll work, but what storyline can you give it?
Right.
What characters haven't we got to? There's certain A-list characters that people need now, so we got to get them into the line, so we'll allocate budget to that.
Do you each individually have figures that you're desperate to get to, like that
Oh,
aren't really here?
absolutely. Everybody does. Like everybody who works at Hasbro on a toy line has their own agenda for exactly what they want in the line. And if it's not 90s G.I. Joe figures that happen to be in like neon colors, then they're wrong, and that's fine. But
Headman in the claw.
Can we segue, because this is perfect for you, Emily, right here. Brian Heinrich has said, so we know that Emily's fave character is Pythona, an ice cream soldier. I would like to know, how much time did she spend researching the Joe line, and what were her primary sources?
Ooh, specifically to learn about Pythona and Ice Cream Soldier or in general?
Let's go with the first, Pythona and Ice Cream Soldier.
I feel like, well, so full disclosure, the first time I ever saw the G.I. Joe movie was in the movie theater for the 40th anniversary screening with all of us
I remember when
when Lenny
it
and I
blew your
walked into
mind.
the
It was amazing.
theater.
It blew your mind. It was
I
amazing.
did.
I love your reaction.
It was great because I went into it like purposefully, not really knowing what I was getting myself into, so that I could be, pleasantly surprised as an adult about this. And I just remember walking out at the end of the movie going, that was incredible.
That's the correct response,
It
Emily.
is exactly the correct response. And so to me, Pythona is like, she's just so cool. And I like that people are very divided about her. She's like either a you're really into her or you're really not into her. But I feel like she needs somebody to fight for her in this world and, bring her, usher her forth into a modern era. And then Ice Cream Soldiers, sometimes I just like being really belligerent and they appear to really upset people for some reason. And so I really like threatening when people are rude about something. I just say, okay, the entire next year of Classified series is just going to be
All
color variants of Ice Cream Soldiers
gonna be ten
and you should be
slots.
nicer. Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be great.
Amazing. I'd be down for multiple variants of Ice Cream Soldier.
Right? I
You
think
know
that'd be
what, it could be
fantastic.
cool.
You could do a whole ice cream sundae of ice cream soldiers and do a multi-pack, the banana split
Yeah, the
pack.
mint choc
The
chip
options are
sub
literally
team.
endless.
Yeah. The cookie dough sub team, the
Yes.
desert cookie dough.
Cookies and cream.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All different colors. So you do like a
Moose
chocolate
tracks.
pack and it's all chocolate ice cream flavors.
Yeah.
You do like a fruit pack and
You
it's
do a
all like a
swirl. You do a
cherries
swirl mold.
jubilee. Yes, a
The
sherbet
underwater
pack.
team would be the fish food one,
Yes.
right? Yeah.
See,
Love
we're
that.
all I think this is we could totally do a full year of Ice Cream Soldiers and it will
Sherbert.
100% not be the thing that kills the line.
Sherbert.
Yes.
I like Lenny's interjection there. Sherbert.
Can we start doing this in meetings when we're like really
Sure, but I
excited about
think
our
people
idea?
think that's what we do. We
They
were
might
in
do that, yeah.
today, and I was like, this is what people think our meetings look like, but
They're
this does
not.
not ever happen.
No,
Like,
it's only because you're in a meeting that I am the host for. That's why it's absolute carnage all the time. Brandon Aubert has asked, which number does the line stop at? 250? 300? Because I've got a lot of boxes. Lol. That's his
never.
never good. Okay, that's.
The who knows where the line is going to end someday? Like, we don't know. Nobody
I thought
knows.
you were going to drop the we can't talk on future product kind of line that you
Yeah,
often
it's
do.
but like I think we've all been so pleasantly surprised by what's happening with the Classified series line that we like truly, truly, we have no idea when this line is going to end.
Yeah.
And I think that that's amazing.
This is from
Never if
Alex.
it's up to us,
That's
right?
true. Yeah. It's kind of is up to you guys, isn't it? in both ways. Like, it's up to you guys. If you want to just take your foot off the gas, then it could be over pretty quick, couldn't it? Let's face
it. Stop giving
sherbet. I'm not doing anything anymore.
Oh, my curse word! You got to make it say cobra, or you can, I don't. You can,
no, it's. I'm just gonna literally leave all the curse words in to make you look a terrible person.
We haven't, to be fair, we have not embarrassed ourselves tremendously poorly tonight, so we're doing pretty good.
No more than usual. I think it's been.
Yeah. And we got cleared to use badass as long as it's in a positive way, so that doesn't count anymore. And we've been told, I've been told by PR, you get one positive swear. As long as it's not an F-bomb.
Oh, so I was just about to do it then.
Way.
I was just about to do your positive swear by going, yeah, but no, I won't do that.
I mean, you can say that. We just can't say that.
Okay, that's good. I will bleep everything. Don't worry. I'll be, you know, I'm professional.
Can you put just like the exclamation of sherbert?
Every time.
Sherbert. Can you keep the conversation of us talking about deleting the curse words?
Yes.
Oh yeah, all of this, mate. None of this is being edited out.
Yeah. Curse words.
This is the
most delightful. Why would you want to edit us?
This is live, isn't it?
No.
Keep Tony saying this is live, isn't it?
That yeah. Can you say that at the beginning as well? When I get to this bit on the edit, I'll be like, God, I wish it had been live. Then I wouldn't have had to edit this. Alex Jeffries has asked, I'd love to know their thoughts. That's you guys. On why they don't use a universal ball joint for the figures' heads. I understand there will be differences between male and female figures due to their size differences, but it would be awesome to have one universal size for each of those. Part of the fun is kit bashing, says Alex.
Alex would be happy to know that going forward, I would say 99% of the figures have universal ball joints depending on male or female figure or size.
Good. That's awesome.
Because if it's like a big figure, it has to have a different size. But for the most part, actually, I think I'm lying. I think even the big figures will fit the small ones. So if they talk about, and I'm saying big, which is kind of a nod. Right, Tony? Pretty much, I've been kit bashing like crazy, and I haven't had any issues. All of wave one fits, all of wave two fits. It's a common ball.
Yeah, and a lot of it, honestly, isn't our side as much as it is sometimes production will change things. And you thought you caught it, but you didn't. Or just like sometimes it'll get stuff. I think everything was kind of planned to able to kit bash, but
it was actually active in this year too. I was
you were on it. Okay.
I had a moment. And I was like, we need to be able to mix and match heads. This is a bummer. Like G.I. Joe's all about customizing.
Yeah.
It's been ingrained in the brand since day one. So it's like we have to get this in there. So we got it in. It's in there. We're trying to get more common as well. We're still going through some old tooling too. Like there's parts and pieces that you don't see on a figure that's internally in a figure that we use commonly just for cost effectiveness. And as we start phasing out the old ones, we're phasing in the new ones, and then we start keeping the new ones. And we've been pretty proactive of being like, hey, stop that. Don't change the diameter of that ball. And we've been telling our partners over in our HFE office or PDE office rather, to really be vigilant about that. So it's really fun to see, and I love doing it too. And I feel you. And hopefully I'm not lying when I say 99% of the figures are, because we haven't finished everything yet.
Yeah.
But pretty much we've caught a lot of it.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Nick Sloan says, is the Skybound Energon universe the same as the Classified universe? If so, can we assume that the designs of unreleased characters we're seeing in the comics are what close or what the toys will look like? I think that's what he's trying to say there. Also, can we get a scruffy Skybound Duke?
That one's awesome.
We can't talk.
Love him.
Go on, Emily. Go on, say it. You always do it better than I do.
I know, right? So while we can't comment on upcoming figures, we can say that the Skybound Energon universe is pretty friggin' incredible.
You should
go and read it if you haven't read it yet.
It's
so cool to watch all of these worlds come together and see the character development and see these stories kind of being told in a new light. So if you haven't gone to check it out yet, you should absolutely go and check it out.
The Skybound Fairy, BMAC, dropped my comics off the other day, and I just read the Duke, and
it's phenomenal. It's all so good. I'm loving it so much.
I think you referred to Ben as the Skybound Fairy. That's really nice.
I like him. The idea of him with little wings floating around the building, and
tiny wings though, small
tiny,
wings,
tiny wings
compared
tiny
to wing. His
Ben's
back.
A big dude, so him flying around.
Hey Annie, like that guy from Hey Annie from
Star Wars.
Phantom Menace, yeah. I got wings. Anyway,
With that like stubble he had, you
yeah,
know,
that was
it was like super
like
thick
this.
stubble, and
Like,
weird, each follicle.
yeah, it was yeah. Anyway, Jeremy Kimberlin has asked, are other style retro cards being considered? Ninja Force, Sonic Fighters, Night Force 2-pack cards as potential examples, or will everything be the current early to mid-80s style?
So I think that we answered that with the Sky Striker set when we did the Night Force card back. So if we are doing retro accurate figures, they will have their retro accurate card backs. How's that for an
I want to
answer?
scream with happiness. I
Well, it's part
love
of the
that.
product on
Yeah, it's
those,
part of
right?
the product. It's part of the
You felt the
storytelling.
nostalgia with that one, so you got to
Yeah.
do it.
I like it. Thanks for justifying that as
Emily,
well,
your answer
Emily.
made me do a deep nod.
Ooh, a deep nod. Thank you.
We've got a few more. Eric Hawkins says, will they be, they, that's you guys, will they be working with big box retailers to work on a distribution solution? We saw several waves of figures that hit discount outlets that few, if any, showed up on retail shelves. The big box chains put out a one case, maybe two of a wave, if any, and never restock. But from what we saw in the last 8 months, they had the stock and sold it off to outlet stores. Also, by the time some retailers finally got an assortment on the shelf, Hasbro Pulse and online retailers have already shipped out the product to customers, leaving the retailers with a product that customers have already received months before. It seems they should work more with retailers to keep Hasbro relevant on the shelves. What do you think about
So
that?
are we so we work kind of in our little global toy development world. So we work with regional teams for all of the different regions globally
Yeah.
who then work with our their kind of local retail partners. And so those teams all work very hard together. They've been working even harder to kind of figure out solutions to that
Yeah.
and make sure that customers are having the best possible experience when they are whether they are going into a store to
Yeah.
purchase a product or purchasing it online.
Thank you very much. I pretty appreciate that answer.
You like how excited the boys were that they
Oh
didn't have to
yeah.
answer that
They were like
question?
crying. I
Business
could
questions? I'm like, sweet.
I'm so
That's why they
surprised.
keep me around.
Tony was like this. Tony was like
Time to cause another incident.
It's incident time. Jeremy Kimblin's back
Hell
again.
dive now. Let's go. Let's get out of
Yeah.
here.
Jeremy Kimblin's back. He asked on Twitter this time. We've moved on to Twitter. Question for Tony, mostly. Here you
Ooh, for
go.
Tony.
Questions for
What two
Tony.com.
Joes or Cobras would make a tag team to win either the Raw or SmackDown tag titles?
Ooh,
Jeremy
perfect
says,
Tony question.
my
Oh,
pick, he said
man.
this, he says his pick is Rock and Roll and Clutch, the Bearded Brutes, managed by CoverGirl.
That's the perfect answer, isn't it? Really, if you think about it. But if I went full professional
Yeah,
wrestling,
go full pro.
if they already got the gear, so it's Big Boa, obviously, and it's not gonna theme great, but it kind of is. But the Croc Master as well.
Oh,
Those
hell
two
yeah.
as like a Brothers of Destruction type
Oh,
situation, like
yes.
King Undertaker, but like
Can Fiona be involved?
Hell yes.
It's a alligator on a ladder match. I'm going for
Managed.
leather lacerators.
Ooh.
Oh, I like
Ooh.
that.
Yeah, leather
Man,
gloves, leather
lacerate's a hard
crocodile.
word though. Lacerate. Say that 3 times fast. Why does my phone keep buzzing?
If you say lacerate 3 times fast, I will have to beep you because there are probably swear words in there somewhere.
But that was a great question. Thank you.
You, yeah,
That was a
no,
great
that was a
question.
great answer as well, actually. Big Boa and
That was
Croc Master, good
a I
one.
liked your mayor answer though in the beginning. I mean,
Yeah.
is there a better answer than that?
The
Deflection. The politician coming out there in Tony, wasn't
was
it?
really good. That was really good.
CMDPSU15, catchy, says, can't wait for the interview. Two questions for me. One, what goes into the decision to include or not include backpacks? For me, Big Ben needed one, especially with all of his gear. That's the first question. We'll stop there and we'll get to the second one in a second. Go for it, guys.
Oh, why we didn't put a backpack with Big Ben?
Or yeah, what goes into the decisions of not including backpacks is
You
basically
want me to
Oh,
give a
well.
diplomatic answer or you want to give a real answer?
Tough.
What did you
Do you
say?
want me to bullshit
Cost.
or do you want to say what's
Yeah.
the
Cost.
truth? Is
Yeah.
that
Cost in on that. I
Yeah.
want the
Yeah.
Night Force version too. So it's like we're just doing a different version of them. And yeah, the old school version did have a backpack, but it's kind of like backpack or weapons. And we kind of made the decision it's like weapons are cool. So let's come up with some cool weapons we can give them. So that's really the direction on that one. So I'd rather have a back. I'd rather have weapons than a backpack. Will we ever do him with backpack? Probably. It's just I don't know when.
Confirmed.
And we can't speak to figures.
Yeah, but still confirmed. CMDPSU15 continues and says, two, they've mentioned having an internal ranking system elsewhere. How does fan feedback like ours, their personal preferences, and the market research all come together as part of the line plan?
I think everything is kind of taken into account when we're thinking about figures, because if we're constantly hearing feedback from fans, we are engaged in the forums, we are chatting
Social
with
scraping.
people.
Social scraping.
Yes, there you
That's a
go. Social,
marketing
ew,
term.
I don't like that phrase
It's a
actually.
terrible term. Terrible.
It's awful,
What?
but accurate. And so all of that is kind of taken into account. So it's what we're hearing that fans are still lacking in their collections. It's kind of our opinions of what fit well with the themes we're going with, or the sub teams, or kind of how we want to continue to build that universe. And then from a purely like functional standpoint, okay, what tooling do we have that we can partially reuse? How much will these figures cost? And kind of how does that fit into the line? How does it balance out everything else? So yes, all of these things are kind of taken into account ultimately as we're looking to balance the line and figure out, what figures we want to introduce at what different points.
Okay, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. One last thing I did want to ask, because we saw a lot of people ask this same question. Is the Vamp going to be restocked? Because that was a hugely successful, very impressive, from all of you guys. That is a wonderful piece of gear. And it literally flew off the virtual shelves, shall I say. So is there an opportunity for other people to kind of get back on this? Is there going to be a restock of those soon?
So typically with Pulse exclusive items, what we see happen is the pre-order allocation sells out early. Then when items ship out, there is smaller quantities that go back up for instant sale at that point of time. So we should kind of expect that same cadence to be happening with the Vamp. In terms of doing a rerun, it kind of depends on where we are in a production run on other things, but maybe if there's enough demand in the future, we could consider doing a rerun on it.
Okie dokie, cool. Well, I thought I'd ask that question anyway because it did pop up. That's pretty much it. The last question to ask is, or not to ask, but the last thing to do is for you guys to just reveal every single figure you've got for the next 5 years.
Oh
Go,
yeah,
starting with
no
Lenny.
problem.
No, I'm just kidding,
Figures
guys.
out. I literally have a pile of
Let's
figures.
see.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, is
Tony's
that a
got
secret
Tony's
folder?
got the folder.
See what we
Nice.
got.
There are going to be people that zoom in on that particular moment just to see if they can catch any kind of information.
It's
Is
probably your little league plays.
It's the little.
They're gonna learn a lot.
Oh, that you're.
All heat is.
We can't
I
do that in a
throw all
little
heat
league
is
game. That's illegal.
at
Amazing. Thank you guys so much for joining me on this evening. I know I've taken up so much of your time. I feel terrible, actually.
No, thank you for having us. This has been absolutely
My
lovely.
mom called me. That was who calling. I feel I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna
Yeah,
get it.
T sell a
I
hi
didn't pick
from
up the
me.
phone. I didn't pick up the phone.
Tell a hi from me.
I'm gonna say, Mom, I was on with Chris, and he wouldn't let, he said, Tony, well, but he said it in that like British accent, so it was kind of okay, but I think it was aggressive.
It was charming but violent. No, thank you guys so much for jumping on. It's been a pleasure. And Tony, great to have you on for the first time. I hope you enjoyed it, mate.
That was great. That was awesome. Always a pleasure talking to you. So thank
Was
you.
it? Was it
Mid.
though? Mid? Low? Yeah,
That
no, it's great. I'll see you on the next
was
wedding. No, thank you very much, guys. And yeah, we'll have to get you back on very, very soon because, I mean, you're dropping stuff all over the place all the time. So yeah, we'll try and get you back on again soon.
We know how to have fun. Oh, I do have one extra thing to say, actually, if that's okay. So
Is it?
we. I it's up to you. So we know that I should have said this when we were talking about the tiger paw earlier. So there was a series of miscommunications that happened around the tiger paw pre-order, and I know that I publicly apologized for the kind of pre-order situation, but do just want to say that we are proactively taking steps to make sure that we are never doing another surprise pre-order like that again. So you will have a heads up that pre-orders will be happening for G.I. Joe products, whether that heads up is, "Hey, we're doing a fan stream." And I think we've trained everybody at this point to expect that fan streams happen at roughly 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and then pre-orders drop that same day at roughly 1 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you hear we're doing a fan stream, there's a pretty good chance that there's going to be a pre-order later that day. But if for some reason there is going to be a pre-order on a day where there isn't going to be a fan stream, we will make sure that you have at least 24 hours heads up notice that a pre-order will be taking place. We may not be able to say exactly what that figure is, but we will at least let you know to be kind of on your guard, or on your, not on your guard, but like aware of what is going to be happening and kind of where you'll be able to get that news. So again, I apologize. It was not the rollout that we were hoping for. I appreciate everybody's patience. There will be additional quantities at Target during the ship timing. So they allocated a very small percentage of their actual item allocation to the pre-order. So those will be setting in store. More quantities will be available online closer to that ship date in the fall.
Fantastic. Thank you for doing my job for me there, because I didn't even think about that. No, that's great.
Every once in a while.
Thank you so much. That's really nice thing to, I mean, again, these things happen.
Thank
I
you for
understand.
not screaming at me on the internet, because that's what a lot of people did for like 48 hours, and I had a really good time. I love it when people scream at me on the internet. It's
Speaking of
super fun.
challenges in the classified series, there's one that needs to be stopped right now. These are human beings, people. Get them on a podcast and grill them like I do. It's way more polite, and you can get
You
away with
feel.
anything, clearly. So let's
You feel too, man. You
exactly,
feel.
yeah,
We're
totally.
humans.
Absolutely. And because you're humans, I'm going to let you go and enjoy the rest of your evening, guys. Thank you so much for jumping on. It's been an absolute pleasure.
For
Now,
having us.
so yeah, no, not you know what to do at the end of all these episodes, right? Tony, you might not know what you have to do at the end of these episodes, because this is your first time. You have
Hit me
to,
with it.
yeah, you have to yell full force after I've counted down to.
Oh.
It's pretty easy.
Preferably weird.
Follow what
Crazy.
everyone else is doing, I would say, at this at this stage. And I've got a little bit of help to go along with it, just in case you forget what we have to do. So after three, one, two, three, full force.
I didn't know we were really. I thought you explained to him
Yeah.
what we do.
We can do
Do
it
you want to do
again.
it again?
One
Was
more.
that weak? Did you
We'll
like that?
do it six more times, and I'll pick the best one. One, two, three, four.
Nice.
Oh, that's
That was
amazing.
perfect. No
Thank you,
comments.
guys.
No, no criticisms. Just perfect.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on X, formerly Twitter, at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. We've also added a brand new Instagram, so check us out there as well, at The Full Force Podcast. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on any of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full force. Access granted.